Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Like many new parents, I first became acquainted with the various Baby Shark melodies through autoplay on YouTube. My daughter Maya was only 2 weeks old when we went through a rough bout of colic. I tried to soothe her by rocking, swaddling, and cluster feeding, but nothing worked. On one particularly difficult night, I felt like I was losing my mind. So I searched for baby songs online and just picked the first playlist that popped up. I continued to walk around the room, rocking her to the rhythms of the familiar childhood songs, like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, Itsy Bitsy Spider, and others. The playlist didn't stop her from crying, but it cheered me up a little and drowned out my fussy baby's relentless screams. Then, something miraculous happened. The slow version of Baby Shark came on, and Maya stopped crying. She gazed up at the ceiling with an odd expression. Her tiny mouth twitched a little. The first hint of a smile. From that day on, my daughter loved everything Baby Shark, including alternative versions like Halloween Sharks, Santa Shark, and so on. It was around this time that my parents took a trip to South Korea. Apart from soaking their bones in Busan's hot springs, they spent a lot of time walking around the Hyundai Promenade, exploring unique food stalls and street shops. At one of these shops, they found a yellow Baby Shark toy. They bought it off the local vendor in a heartbeat, happy to have found a souvenir for their granddaughter. To say it was love at first sight is to say nothing at all. My daughter's first laugh was at her new plushie friend. She knew who Baby Shark was before she recognized words like Mama and Dada. We sleep trained her in one night, thanks to his soft, pillow-like texture. When she first rolled over, it was to get closer to the toy, because he'd slipped out of reach. My daughter is just over a year old now, and for every major milestone, vacation trip, and family photo session, Baby Shark has never left her side. It was super cute at first. Lots of babies have loveys, and it's a great relief to parents when there's a surefire way to stop crying with a toy or a cartoon. However, I began to notice some weird things about the toy. Like, it was almost never where I thought I'd left it. At first, I didn't pay much attention, because wherever Maya started crying, I'd just be relieved that Baby Shark was in within an arm's reach. When she grew out of her fussier phase, I realized he was never in a different room from my daughter. This was weird, because I'd pick her up and carry her around to different rooms for diaper changes, baths, playtime, and mealtimes. My husband blamed mom brain, and I rationalized it away. Like with all her milestones, we were super excited when Maya first started babbling. But my joy quickly turned to dread when I watched videos of other newborns' first babbles. They were primitive's attempts at making P, B, and M noises. My daughter sounded like she was actually talking with an intonation scale, sometimes accompanied by laughter and hand-waving. All this at just 4 months. As you may have guessed, she only ever babbled at Baby Shark. Once again, my husband thought I was being paranoid. "We have a genius baby and you're just trying to hate," he said. I kept my suspicions to myself after that. Sometimes, I'd check the baby monitor after bedtime and see the toy glowing like a yellow nightlight, only to blink and find everything looked normal a second later. During the day, I often felt like I was being watched, particularly if I went breaking mom, allowing too much screen time, cussing out loud, browsing social media, instead of playing with Maya or doing chores. whenever I did anything like that, I'd feel the unusual prickle of mom guilt. And then something more sinister. I'd look up and see Baby Shark nearby, staring me down. Whenever this happened, small punishments would follow, like I'd stub my toe, or crack my phone screen, or nip myself shaving. It was never serious, and just maybe it was only a coincidence. But it didn't feel like it. I was severely creeped out. Was this some sort of weird hallucinatory strain of postpartum depression? I needed to get a grip. Stay-at-home parenting was beginning to take its toll. 2 months ago, my husband went away on a business trip to San Diego. I was so not in the mood to handle a teething baby on my own for a week. I switched on YouTube and put Maya and Baby Shark in the playpen in front of the TV so I could get some tidying done. Popping my AirPods in, I busied myself with housework while listening to a podcast. I check in on Maya every 5 to 10 minutes to make sure everything was okay. She was just fine, entranced by the screen, safely secured in her play area. I'll admit that I took longer to clean than was strictly necessary. I finished up by taking out the trash. Just as I was going back inside, a college friend called me. A girl we'd house with just posted a trashy picture on Facebook, and my friend wanted me to see it before it got deleted. I was glued to my phone for a good 20 minutes after, gossiping like a silly schoolgirl. When I finally got back into the living room, I felt that familiar pang of guilt. I didn't want to look, but he was right there. Baby Shark's stitched black eyes bore into me, accusing me of being a selfish, inattentive mother. I got really angry. Enough was enough. Why was this toy making me get defensive when I'd done nothing wrong? I grabbed the stupid thing and took it upstairs to the nursery. I delighted in slamming the toy chest shut on his goofy, toothy grin. I hesitated before going back downstairs, half convinced I'd find the yellow fiend back in the same spot. But Maya's wails from the living room assured me she didn't have her friend at her side. My daughter was hysterical, but I'd had enough. This was getting ridiculous. She should be able to get through an evening without a silly shark toy. Maya's attachment to the thing was just unhealthy at this point. After a giant tantrum, she finally calmed down. We had dinner, took a bath, read her favorite bedtime book, and I put her to bed. Without Baby Shark, it was like the colic had come back in full swing. I went back downstairs and she screamed and screamed. I decided to let her cry it out just this once. I was furious with the Baby Shark for having so much pull, but more honestly, I was disgusted with myself and my shitty behavior that day. After a few minutes of self-reflection, I understood that I was mistreating my daughter because of some utterly bizarre insecurities. I was about to go back to the nursery and reunite Maya with her toy when I saw my worst nightmare coming to life on the baby monitor. No amount of horror movies, scary stories, or news reports can prepare you of the sight of your infant child in grave danger. The terror that coursed through my body made me realize that I would endure 1,000 more tantrums, relish in the worst teething nights, and wash up countless diaper blowouts with a smile on my face. If only I could prevent the abduction taking place in front of my eyes. There was a tall, dark figure standing at the foot of the bed, trying to grab Maya as she darted around her crib cot. Luckily, she had already learned to walk while holding on to something, so the intruder was struggling to get a hold of her. There was no time to call for help. I sprinted upstairs into Maya's nursery. Without even thinking, I grabbed a hall lamp and flung it at the stranger's head as soon as I entered the room. It only grazed him, but the distraction caused him to stumble back, buying me a split second to shove the creep further away, grab Maya, and run out. I could feel the pursuer hot at my heels until I got to the head of the stairs and he tripped behind us. The last thing I heard was the man screaming as I ran down the stairs and out of the house. I jogged over to the neighbors next door with Maya crying in my arms. The police discovered a peculiar scene in our house. The man was gone, but there were signs of a bloody struggle in the hallway upstairs. I was allowed to go inside and fetch some of Maya's things so we could stay with my parents while the police investigated the crime scene. A senior detective escorted me in, asking me elaborate questions about our day. He asked if I'd recognized the man, but I hadn't. I'd barely gotten a glimpse, and he seemed entirely ordinary. No one I would think twice about if I met him on the street. Only after answering all the detective's questions did I realize that I'd forgotten to lock the front door after taking out the trash. The intruder must have slipped inside while I was on the phone and gone upstairs to hide in one of our closets. What he planned to do from there on was made clear by the contents of the bicycle bag, which he'd dropped. Police officers found duct tape, a carving knife, and one of Maya's old onesies inside, the one we'd given away to charity weeks ago. A pale-faced young officer emerged from the nursery as the detective and I approached.
You need to see this, sir,
he said, swallowing loudly. The detective allowed me to enter the nursery, where two other policemen were laying flat on the floor, shining their lights under Maya's crib cot. A crime scene photographer dropped down to take some shots of the mysterious scene. As soon as he finished, one of the officers pulled a large, mangled foot out from under the bed. The room fell into a hushed silence.
Does this look like it's been chewed off?
I didn't need to see anymore. I quickly gathered Maya's things and looked for Baby Shark. For once, he had remained in the right place, inside the toy truck. There was a slight difference, but I paid it no mind. Nothing a little cold water and ammonia couldn't handle.
Cute shark toy,
the young officer commented as I walked out of the room. Love that blood spatter pattern, he laughed. Thanks. I called back as I went to rejoin my parents and Maya downstairs. Please, dear parents of YouTube, if your child happens to have this toy, don't be suspicious. Don't be afraid. Watch out for Baby Shark, and I guarantee he'll watch out for your little ones in the future. Who the hell invented Baby Shark? Well, if you're like me, a parent dealing with lockdown that has way too much time on their hands, and has heard this song one too many times, you probably did some internet sleuthing. On the surface level, it looked like a Korean company called Pinkfong created the song about 5 years ago, and it became a viral phenomenon. Merchandising soon followed. My daughter has been begging for one of their big stuffed plushies. And because I'm a single dad trying my hardest to keep my kids entertained while stuck at home, of course I complied with that. It was easy enough to grab one from Amazon and get one shipped straight to my door. My daughter was immediately in love with it, taking it everywhere around the house and constantly squeezing it to hear the song play. I will admit there were quite a few long sighs involved. She did this about a dozen times. Any parent will tell you. Yes, despite how catchy the tune is, it does get annoying after the 300th time. But I'm a patient guy. I figured that the stuffed animal would eventually lose battery, so I did my best to ignore it and go about my day as usual. When night came, I told her that Sharky would need to rest too, and surprisingly, she didn't put up a fight. I tugged at the tail to turn off the song, just like the instruction said, but nothing happened. It just kept doing the jingle. My daughter giggled and said, "Sharky must not want to go to sleep." Well, even if that's true, you have a Zoom teacher meeting tomorrow, so I will have to make you go to sleep anyway, I told her. She pouted, and I hummed the shark song, changing the lyrics to say, "Go to sleep, do 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 do. Go to sleep, do 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 do. Go to sleep." She giggled and laid down, asking me what I planned to do with her stuffed shark. "I'll check the manual and get him to rest. Don't want to wear out the batteries," I promised as she turned over for bed. I took the stuffed animal to my bedroom and tried a few more times to squeeze the trigger to make the noise stop. But again, nothing seemed to work. My next troubleshooting solution was to see what people said to do online. It's probably just cheaply made, I told myself as I read a slew of bad reviews. Maybe I can just get her a new one, or take the sound box out, I mumbled as I rubbed my sleepy eyes. In the background, I could hear the terrible song play over and over.
Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark, doo 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 doo. Baby shark, throw away, doo 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 doo. Throw away, doo 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 doo. Throw away.
I turned towards the shark, thinking I had misheard, and picked it up.
Run away, doo 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 doo. Run away, doo 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 doo. Run away.
The singing toy now said,
I rolled my eyes and tossed it down, returning to my Google search. I wish I could get away from you. I tossed it as I shut everything down for the night. That made me stop and actually really pay attention to the next lyrics. The shark said, "What the hell?" I said to myself, thinking I had lost my mind. I decided to go ahead and take the sound box out, thinking that this had to be my sleepy brain playing tricks with me. I went to the kitchen to get a knife as it kept singing, this time with normal lyrics, but much louder. "Well, sorry, Sharky, but some of us actually do need sleep," I said as I found a good knife and was about to cut out the stuffing when I heard my daughter make a squeal. "Daddy, what are you doing?" she said, snatching the stuffed animal from me. "Sweetie, I just need to turn it off for the night. Don't worry. I wouldn't hurt Sharky. We can get Grandma to sew him up. He's broken," I told her. The stuffed animal said. She glared at me and squeezed her toy harder. "You were trying to hurt her? You're a monster!" "Sweetie, just give me the toy," I said with a sigh. "Run away, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, run away, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, run away." The toy instructed her, and to my surprise, she listened, running to her room and slamming the door closed. I sighed in frustration, following after her. "Open this door right now," I told her. "No! You will take Sharky away," she screamed. "I promise I won't," I said, rolling my eyes and wishing I had never taught her how to lock doors. I didn't want to call the landlord to come this late and unlock a door over a stupid stuffed toy. "Please, sweetie, it's late. Sharky needs sleep. So do you. Just open the door and I promise I won't hurt him. I will even let him sleep with you, okay?" I said with a long sigh. Judge me for my parental skills later, but I just wanted this ridiculous little tantrum to be over and get to bed. "Promise?" she squeaked. "Yes. I pinky swear." She slowly unlatched the door, holding her toy so tight that I thought she would make the stuffing burst out. I showed her my hands were empty and I wasn't going to hurt the annoying toy, and then obliged her by tucking her into bed. "Go to sleep, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, go to sleep, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, go to sleep," I said, kissing her forehead. The toy seemed to mimic me, citing the final lyric. "Safe at last, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, safe at last, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, safe at last." Then I went to bed too, hoping that the constant lyrics wouldn't keep her awake and resolving to handle the broken toy in the morning. I honestly didn't get much sleep myself though, too worried about how strange the toy was. Surely I wasn't the only one that had bizarre things said by their toy. I wanted to be rational, and so my sleep-deprived mind told me to go online and see if any other people also cited any weird things happening around their toy. A new forums I found encouraged users to check out an apparently hidden website that told about secret messages in the lyrics. It sounded like a goofy conspiracy theory, like the one way back in the day about playing music backwards to hear the devil. Still, your brain convinces you to believe things at night, and I looked into it. The results were terrifying. Children self-harming because the toy told them to, setting fire to their homes, being brainwashed to be slaves to the toy, to make their parents go to jail. It was enough to make me jump out of bed and decide that I needed to just get rid of the stuffed animal immediately. I could hear my daughter snoozing softly as I peeked into her room, surprised to find that the toy had finally gone silent. Maybe the batteries had just died at last. Still, I didn't want to risk it and decided to just go ahead and do the deed of tossing it out. I snuck over to her bedside and reached over to take the toy. Instinctively, I squeezed its tail, but no lyrics played. Sighing in relief, I started to leave the room and went to the kitchen to grab the knife. I had to be sure that this was just some glitch in the system. As I opened the toy, I reached inside to take out the electronics, except it wasn't a sound box at all. It was a camera. My whole body froze as I realized that whoever owned this had been using it to spy on my daughter. I immediately tossed it into the garbage and then threw up. I took Sharky back to bed and tried to get some sleep, certain that the worst was over now that I discovered what this sicko was doing. I messaged the manufacturer to warn them of how the toy was being exploited. And somehow, despite all of the weirdness of the night, and the occasional garbled jingle from the garbage, I got sleep. I was mostly worried about how to explain this to my daughter. She was already in love with the toys so much. But that worry never manifested, because when I got to her room to wake her up, I was mortified to see that my daughter was gone. In her place was a stuffed shark doll. And a note. I checked the house first. The front door was wide open. Someone had broken in and kidnapped her. The same someone I was sure that had been monitoring us via the toy. Then, as my head spun and I tried not to panic, I read the note. "Squeeze me," it said, and my hand shook as I reached for the tail of the toy.
Run away, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, run away, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, run away. Won't come back, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, won't come back, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, won't come back.
And one final jingle to taunt me as I tried to not sob.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.